Hello.
Hello, hey Wayne, this is David. How are you doing today?
Oh yes. Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How's the day going?
Fine, sir. How's your day?
Nothing much. Just working for our customers and waiting for our clients to provide us with the feedback about with our work. So, actually, Chase told me to give you a call that you had outstanding payment for the content writing, which is due today, $540.
Okay, I was curious about something. When you and I originally set up the sale of the website, I guess there was maybe some miscommunication or maybe some misunderstanding, I'm not sure, but I was under the impression that the 1400 was for everything. And the gentleman I spoke with yesterday, he was trying to explain it to me as well. But I just kind of wanted to pass it by you, talk to you about it. I had asked you if there were any other like charges or other fees in the future other than marketing, and you said there were not.
Yeah, definitely. Like if you know, like oh, you can go ahead.
So I
Go
must
ahead.
we must we must maybe you were talking about a maybe a 5-page site or something. I don't know, but it turned out that I was charged like $1,200 for a logo design, and I thought that was in with the original package of the website for the 1400. I don't know. I'm kind of confused on why
Okay, let me explain.
A logo costs $1,200. I mean, anybody with software on a computer actually can make a logo like that in 10 minutes, you
Logo
know what I
costs
mean?
you $1,200?
Yes.
No, it's not. Like, let me explain to you. You sign up for the website designing, development, and deployment, which is for $1,400. On which we are already working on. And however, the concern is for content writing, like you have an option. If you want to do it to your own, you can just write it and provide us with the details of your content, and we can go in and place that on your website. And if you want us to do it professionally for your website, so we can go in and get that done for you. And I feel that
Yeah, I was under the impression that the content was included in the $1,400 for the website, because I had asked you if there were any other fees in the future, and you had told me no.
Yeah, it's not like because we do have content writers. We do have content
I was
writers.
unaware. Yes, I understand that. Yes,
So whom we are
I was
paying
just
on monthly
unaware. I was
basis.
just,
So this is why.
yeah, I was just unaware that was going to be an additional cost.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm here. Like there is no more cost coming up except the marketing. This should be the last fee for your project for the content writing. And after that, we are good with it. And if you want to go with the marketing in the future, once your website is completed, then we will move from there. Otherwise, this is just going to be the last fee. I'm telling you this on recorded line.
Now, why was the logo so expensive? May I ask you that?
The logo is not. I feel like you're talking about this merchandise of your website, the CJ drop shipping.
No, that little logo on the front of the website, it's a little girl with a hat. It's a logo design.
Okay, let me
That
just
was
see for what you
like
paid for
1200.
and explain you what you're basically.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that here on my email quick.
Sure. Let me just have a look on my billing with what you basically sold, what we basically sold you, what package you are getting, and what services you are getting at that. Let me just have a look on my sheet. Just give me a quick minute.
Thank you.
By the way, how's everything going? How's life going?
Good.
Oh, great. Oh, where is Mary Lynn?
Yes, it was $1,188 for to design that logo.
No, that is not the logo. That is for the CJ drop shipping. That is for adding the more merchandise on your website, the different types of merchandise, which I showed you over the phone.
So I understand now.
Yeah.
I understand now. Yes, thank you.
Okay. No worries about that.
Thank you for clearing.
Any kind of question,
no,
you
that's
can let
okay.
me know. I can ask you about that.
Yes, thank you for clearing
okay.
that up.
Okay. So,
now, here's the problem. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Go ahead, please.
No, you can go. Customer.
Now, I was curious about the payment for $540 for the content. Why is that going through a merchant account that isn't Orbit Design Agency merchant
like
account?
We do have different types of merchant. One is what the name which Chase told you, one is with different name, because we have a lot of customers, a lot of clients whom basically are paying them for their website services, so we usually use different merchants for different transactions. And you can see that the amount which we already charged you before, that is in the three transactions. It means that the 2.50 is different, and the total amount with that would be in different. So we do have another merchant as well with different name as well.
Because my bank is telling me that they will not process any merchant accounts through Great Britain, is what they are telling me.
No.
They won't, not specifically. I called my bank and I said, hey, you know, I was trying to make a payment of $540 to Orbit. Orbit Design, and it was denied. And she looked it up. She looked it up, and she said that they block any type of transactions from any merchants out of Great Britain because of fraud.
No,
she
like
said there's
let
no
me,
way that she can. She said
so
there's no way she can get around it. So she suggested.
Let me just confirm you the merchant name. Let me just confirm you the merchant name, because I feel like you're taking the wrong name. You're asking for a wrong name right now for the merchant. Let me just confirm you the merchant name, which basically we are trying to use your to go through with your payment yesterday. So then you can just confirm with your bank, and then you can just approve them, and then we can proceed further with that and send you the confirmation on it, okay?
Well, they won't. My bank won't approve it. I already asked.
Let me just confirm you the merchant name, so then we'll move from there, okay? Just give me a quick second. Sure. Thank you very much. Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Could you please confirm me the name which you're taking before for the merchant? So I can just confirm you this is the right one or not.
Well, the one that I have here on the 26th yesterday at 3:40 p.m., it was EST Digital out of Great Britain, and it was declined. And it says here, reason it was declined, restricted merchant type or country.
Oh. So have you called the bank to allow this transaction? So once they...
I called my bank, but the girl told me they cannot approve any merchants' transactions out of Great Britain. They're all blocked.
Oh. So we can do in this way as well. I can send you...
Now, here's what's really strange. my eBay, I had to just turn my laptop back on, and for some reason...
Oh.
It took a second for that thing to fire up. So I just finally fired it up, and I'm logging on now.
Sure, sure.
And I tried to go through PayPal, and PayPal would not allow the transaction.
Oh, it's so strange. So let's do it this way.
So I called PayPal. And they told me that the transaction was blocked because there were like three different reasons that it was blocked. And the one reason was the last time I used my PayPal account was like a month and a half ago. And she said sometimes if you don't use your account for a while...
Oh. Yeah, it happens.
That they will block a transaction if it's like $500 or they'll block it because the account wasn't used for a while, so it came up on their security
suspicious. Or something, so they were gonna block it. Yeah, I can understand.
So she reset my account yesterday around 7 o'clock, I think. She told me to wait 24 hours.
Okay.
And then try the payment again. What I can try to do here is I'm going to sign into PayPal here quick.
Sure.
Because I just received my new debit card today, my business debit card from PayPal?
No, basically we sent you the PayPal link where you just need to put your card information, your number, your codes and all. And once you submit the payment, then it's go through.
Okay, I don't think I received that. Where did you send that?
The payment link. You received it?
And where was that sent to? My email? Let me just
confirm with Chase if he sent you on your email or on text. So let me just confirm it.
126.
Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've just confirmed with Chase an email for the PayPal account. So just for you, just for ease for you, I'm sending you a link which you can just click on, and it takes you to our email ID where you can just simply pay the amount, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just give me a quick minute. Let me just create the payment link for you, and from there you can just get the details and we'll move from there, okay? Just give me a quick minute.
Okay. All right. Sending me a link. Okay, that's not the one I want then.
Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I've just forwarded your request to my billing department to create a link for you. As soon as I got the link from them, I will give you a call back.
Okay, now that link is going to come through my email.
Yeah, your email, Your email, which I have, is customercare@prettysnooty.com.
Yes, customercare@prettysnooty.com, correct.
Yep. Okay, so we'll send you a payment link there, and we'll give you a call back as well just for confirmation.
Okay, now I have another question.
Sure.
The email, one moment please, I'm sorry, would be that email, info@101logodesign.com. That was an email they were asking me to make a payment through yesterday for $540 through PayPal.
Can you please confirm me again?
Info, 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 at 101logodesign.com. And that's actually like a completely separate business from Orbit. It's actually it's actually a website design company, and they're like office, or their server where they're hosted is like out of Massachusetts.
No, like
so
we normally use our payment merchants in taking the payment, but sometimes when we face issues with something or customer is not feeling comfortable to pay us through merchant, so we can just provide us with the PayPal ID, which is for our logo design brand as well. We do have like two of the brands. One is for the logo design separate, and second one is for the website where we can just do the both of the work, the logo and website. So this is
something. So you're saying, so Orbit Design Agency owns the logo design company?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured that's what was going on.
You don't need to worry about anything. You can just give me a call anytime whenever you have any question in your mind.
Okay, so that logo, the logo cannot be changed, is that correct?
Yeah, the logo cannot be changed. Like, if you want any edits in your logo, which you approved, so definitely we will do it.
You can edit the logo, but the logo has to remain the same design, correct?
Yeah. And if
you can change like colors and stuff like that.
Yeah,
if necessary.
We can change the colors. And just for to making more clarification, let me just explain to you. Once your logo, like your logo is already approved, once your website is live, once we send you the complete credential of your website just to make the changes to your own, we will also send you the logo higher resolution files to you as well, which will allow you to replace the color, replace the font, replace the layout of your logo to your own as well.
Okay, now another question I have. With the purchase of the website design and the logo and the content design and everything, and then is there any type of like marketing package included in that purchase, or is the marketing completely separate?
Marketing
is there like a one-time marketing package or something?
No, like we do have different plans for the marketing because the website designing and development is completely different as compared to marketing. Like, and the marketing is depends on customer if they want to do it, so they can. We do have like different plans for the marketing according to the customer budget, according to the customer requirement. We will provide them with the packages, and if they feel like it's good with it, so they can just we can just guide them our complete 360 plan for the marketing, and then we will move forward from there. And we will basically providing them 100% results on their investment of the marketing.
Now, when you do the marketing, do you do the marketing through Logo Design website or through the Orbit Design Agency site?
The marketing will go through our website design agency, Orbit Design.
And then I'm actually on your website right now, and Okay, that changes like every day, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I, the package I purchased from you,
mm-hmm.
is that considered the Silver website package?
Let me just see what package you basically purchased. You
purchased. Or was that the business website package?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you say?
I was curious, the package I purchased from Orbit, the website package,
mm-hmm.
was that the business website package or was that the Silver website package? Because I'm looking at your website and you have different packages on here.
Yeah.
You have the Startup, the Professional, the Elite, the Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious which one that was. I couldn't remember.
Okay. Let me, I just need to have a look on my sheet for that one package you basically bought.
That's okay. You don't have to do it now. You can do that later. It's no
okay.
big deal.
No worries, sir. Thank you
very
much for understanding. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, sir. That's everything. I'll just wait for that link, and then I'll try to do that payment.
Sure. That's great.
540,
yeah, sure.
Correct?
Yeah, 540, yeah.
540.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Have
a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.